Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, thank you, people out there, and our dear Blood River Radio family. That was another piece of music I picked back years ago, 9 or 10 years ago, when my wife was battling cancer. She's just been a survivor. I used to get up early in the morning. I became a Christian right before that. That's what got me through that horrible experience with being a Christian. I would have never survived it without it. It was the hardest thing I've ever been through. I shouldn't say this on the radio, I guess. You know, I'm a registered nurse, and I was midnight requisitioning extra pain medicine and extra nausea medicine from where I worked. I won't mention where at the place. It was a part-time moonlighting in a trauma center. But I know the military guys know what midnight requisitioning is. But I, no matter, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Gene.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything. I was listening to your story.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that was the hardest thing I ever went through. But before we'll go to Gene in a minute. We're going to go to Lee. I'm reading my notes, trying to cover 15,000 things. And I'm getting a little backwash in my phone, my headset, for some reason. Anyway, Gene, you mentioned the USS Liberty. And yeah. I'll tell you what, this country here, our government should pay. I mean, somebody needs to go to hell for that. You were 1,000% right. And you mentioned the carriers launching fighters and then recalling them. Now, you know more about that than I do. Was Admiral McCain the father of Senator McCain? Was he the admiral that was that had those fighters called back?
No, it was not. And I can't remember the name. I'd have to check that DVD again. That was not the name of the person that had them called back. But I think that's one of the most shameful events in American history, that a president and our higher-ups in the military would turn against the enlisted personnel and allow them to be attacked by a foreign country in the attempt to sink a ship and take out all of the crew members on that ship so there'd be no survivors, nobody to talk about it. It's just inexcusable. And for Johnson to do something like that and be more concerned with his reelection financing being paid by the Israelis and the different organizations in this country, like the Anti-Defamation League and so forth and so on, that were going to finance his campaign coming up in 68, that is just horrible. To turn your back on your own military. I know that the general would feel pretty much the same way for any country he was serving in, be it Canada, Croatia, whoever, that they would just leave the enlisted man hanging out to suffer and die.
Rich just ticks in. Yeah. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
I was going to say, Rich just texted in. He said the admiral was Admiral Martin. He was the one that called him back. But LBJ, that sorry satanic SOB, he's the one that gave the recall order. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys have studied more than I have, Gene and Rich. But I heard that LBJ said he wanted that GD ship on the bottom of the ocean. He said he was not going to embarrass our Israeli allies. General, before we go to Lee, I'm going to ask you, General, chime in. What do you think about that before we bring Lee in? Lee's got a couple of questions for you guys. Well, go ahead, General.
Well, tied to the USS Liberty, from what I understand, is the sailors that took part in that were victims of that perfidious attack by the Israelis. They were given, it was not a public award ceremony. They were shut up in some warehouse and they were awarded medals there, far from the public eye. So
that is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, so that tells us a lot about in some ways, we in Europe, we see sometimes the American-Israeli relationship is sometimes the tail wagging the dog. And that $34 billion packet over 10 years, and they're always the big here. We have our problems here with these communists in the European Union. We're trying to impose their rule of law, which is not the rule of law. And our tax dollars, basically in the West, are paying for these human rights for apparatchiks. And I always say, if gays and Jews are a protected identity group, what's with the Christians? You can always insult Christians, but these people are like white rhinoceros. You can't touch them.
Yes. And, you know, guys, Rich also said that McCain, Admiral McCain, the sorry dog he was, he oversaw the Board of Inquiry in the cover-up. And, you know, his son, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but his son was a Senator McCain. And John McCain, and I'll tell you what, if there was ever a sorrier human being on the face of the earth than those two people, I don't know who it would be. But I'll tell you what, and last comment before Lee wants to come on and ask me questions, I think, I don't know, maybe it's a bridge too far, but I believe this new special operations, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Recon, they're going to have their own branch. Just like, it's going to be like the Department of the Army, Department of the Navy, Department of the Air Force, Department of the Special Ops. I believe those guys should be turned loose and hunt these people down and arrest them and bring them to trial. Give them a trial and then take them out there and say, go to the top of the stairs and see the guy with the black hood after they get their trial. That's what you get for treason, that or tied to a pole for the 21-gun, the 9-gun salute, I believe it is. But anyway, I better shut up and bring Lee on. Lee, I think you got some questions for the two guys on the night, and you also have some information about the forced vaccination being delivered out by our illustrious Army. How about it, Lee? How you doing tonight, fella?
Well, I'm doing okay. Yeah, guys, I was just wanted to say I've been getting mixed signals about is the Army going to force us to take vaccines because they, you know, some people say they are. And then Mike Adams on Natural News told me that I listened to him. He's saying that was just a head fake to get our troops in positions to help America if there's a whole bunch of riots after Trump gets reelected. That's what. So I'm just sort of confused, but I hope our soldiers would not force Americans to do this experimental vaccine. I don't know if y'all are up on the vaccine issue, but it's going to be terrible. This vaccine jihad, it's going to make our troops sick and our older people sick. So, and I've got this information from John Rappaport. So, you know, I just wish we could really stop this. I wish we could put a freeze on all vaccines for the next 2 or 3 years till we test this COVID-19, because the medical establishment is totally corrupt, just like everything else in America, and they just want the money and they don't care about you. And Trump has been a sheeple going into this, but I'm afraid America is going to have a rude awakening.
Go ahead, Lee.
No, just go ahead, because I've been studying this. I know a lot of people have it, but it's really this vaccine's going to be a disaster. It changes your DNA forever. You're going to be a guinea pig, and you know the news media is bought off. They're not going to tell the truth, and there's a lot of people, whistleblowers, have been fired over this, just like the whistleblowers on the Liberty. You know, it hurt Americans, and this is really going to hurt Americans because paid off. Go ahead, guy.
I was going to go to the general. General, since this is the so-called global pandemic, a plandemic, I call it a plandemic. General, when you're into this of the pond over there in Croatia and Eastern Europe, are these powers that be, are they trying to force forced vaccinations on the people over there like they were talking about over here?
Yeah, exactly, Eddie. It's a global thing. It's they're brainwashing us here in Croatia. They're talking about Austria is in total lockdown. Everything's closed at 2300. They're closing down theaters. Basically, what's been happening in the United States, but it's different from country to country. I think every day we're bombarded with casualty figures, the death rate, so many dead, so many on respirators, and so on and so forth. But this vaccine thing, I believe you were soldiers, and I think when you deployed, you remember you probably had the sausage line. When you deployed to a different country, the sausage line, and you were given, whether you liked it or not, vaccine shots when you went overseas.
Yes.
So when we deployed in the Gulf, we had no choice. We had no idea what we were getting, but it was a whole battery of inoculations. So I go back to the Gulf War syndrome. I think you may have heard of the term. And I looked, we did some research, and a lot of Italian troops that deployed there, a very large number developed cancers, diseases, for some reason or other. I don't know what the ratio was in the United States from people that came back home from the Gulf, but there was some question about the inoculation.
Oh.
This could be a much worse thing, of course.
Yeah, I know, General. Really? The disability rate was 20% of the American troops that took all those vaccines. It was 20% disability, 100,000 out of 500,000, General.
Frightening. It's frightening. So what can we expect from this?
Guys, before we go to a quick break, I got to get this in. Rich Hamill said that the U.S. Liberty was the most decorated ship of the Navy for a single engagement. It's the only naval disaster since World War II that was never investigated by Congress. People will be right back as soon as we come back to this break.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Well, thank you so much, Blood River Radio family, for coming on. And listen, you people just tuning in, we have General Nick Glasnick I'm from Croatia. Not only is he a general, major general, he fought. His military resume is second to none. He's also a sitting member of the Croatian Parliament. And we also have Gene Andrews, my other brother Gene, and to y'all all know Gene. Everybody listens to this radio show knows Gene as general. We also, Lee just called in a minute ago, just in case you're just tuning in. But before we go back to Lee, I'm going to ask Lee a question about the Army and the vaccines. The general mentioned, and also Gene mentioned earlier, and I hope I'm not backtracking too much, about Black Lives Matter. Well, get this. Our good buddy, Buddy from Arkansas, dear precious brother Buddy, Mr. Buddy, he sent me this article. It's called The BLM Riots, More Questions Than Answers. It's two pages, so I can't. I'm just going to cover the meat of it just right quick before we go on with the lead. It says, who is funding the horrific destruction meted out by Black Lives Matter? And I would also add Antifa. Who is contributing the enormous funding for BLM and its civil rights front? It's coming from globalist corporate America, starting with, get this, I would never guess this, starting with the National Football League. And it's $250 million commitment. People, did you hear that? The National Football League has contributed $250 million to Black Lives Matter. Okay, also you have Amazon, Apple, Walmart, and Google. So the number of globalist corporations is staggering. There's more than that. They just named that. There's more corporations than that contributing to BLM. But their donations easily reach over $1 billion. This is a Black Lives Matter. Gee, I wonder where that money is going from, guys. Lee, go ahead. I'd like to ask you one more time, and before we go back to Gene in general. Now, do you know any more about the Army? I saw this doofus general. I don't know if he was National Guard or what, just regular Army. But he was. He has a mask on, of course, and he holds up this vial of vaccine. It could have been, apple juice for all we know, but it's probably come out of a sewer. Now, do you know, have you heard any more about if the Army is going to actually distribute it from neighborhood to neighborhood, or are they just bringing it to, like, certain civil centers, like, say, for instance, City Hall in these various little towns, the post office, or are they going to go neighborhood to neighborhood? You may not know that much about it. What about that, Lee?
Well, what I've heard is that they're going to, like, they'll drop it off at Walmart or Walgreens. That's what I've heard, but, you know, you never know, and, you know, this general did say if he got certain emergency orders, they would give it to you directly. But then Mike Adams on Natural News, he contradicted that. So I'm still trying to do some research. But one of the generals think, well, if you don't take that vaccine, you're un-American, and that guy's an idiot. That guy's a treason. And I don't want American people to go to war with the U.S. military. That's the last thing we know we want.
Well, you know, we may have to do that. But Lee, do you have anything else? Any questions for the general or Gene before we let you go?
No, not right now. Not right now. But they did a good job.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you so much, my brother. You did it. You did above and beyond. Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
You know, we were talking about media, guys, earlier on. You know, and I don't know if the general knows Tucker Carlson, but I know Gene does. I know he knows Tucker Carlson. But, you know, he just turned out Tucker Carlson was the darling on the so-called Fox News, the conservative Fox News network, owned by, what's his name, Rupert Murdoch, a billionaire out of Australia. But Tucker Carlson has been, I thought he might have been halfway decent, you know, but just something to find out. He turned on a dime yesterday, guys, when he was talking to Sidney Powell. He slayed her. He tried to accuse her all out. He did everything but said that she was a liar because she wouldn't come on and out and expose all her witnesses. The witnesses she had to go forth, her and Rudy Giuliani, that they're going to take the witnesses, these sworn affidavits. You know, I know I'm preaching to the preachers, but a sworn affidavit is hard evidence. It's the same thing, carries the same weight as a man going into a brick-and-mortar courtroom, going before a judge and a prosecutor, raising his left hand, putting his right hand on the Bible and saying, I do solemnly swear, tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's evidence. Well, you know, this Tucker Carlson guy just turned on her, ripping her to shreds because she wouldn't come on and expose all her witnesses on his radio show, his TV show. But she explained to him, you know, before she hung up on him, that these people or the witnesses are hard to come by because not just the witnesses have been threatened, but the attorneys, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, they've had a lot of their attorneys on their staff resign because they're getting threats on their life. The threats, the people are threatening their businesses. They said they'll ruin their law practice. They'll ruin their law firm, and they've even threatened to kill them. So I guess, Gene, what do you think about that? Was Tucker Carlson, also, he wears a CIA pin. The guy went to Georgetown University. Supposedly, Georgetown University is a hotbed training for CIA agents, a.k.a. Slick Willie Bill Clinton. He got a degree there. What do you think about that, Gene?
I didn't know that he had turned. I'd obviously missed that program. I always thought he'd been outside the mainstream media and always holding them accountable for what they had done. So I don't know why he would turn against somebody like Giuliani or Powell that have evidence, hard evidence, proving all the missteps and the fraudulent work that went on in this election. Seems like he would be wanting to get that person on. I would assume that what she is saying is right, that she's not going to release the name of these witnesses because their life would be in danger. That's how the communists and the Marxists operate. If they can't embarrass you and humiliate you in public through the news media, then you have like Clinton. There was a body of a trail of dead bodies from Little Rock all the way to D.C. behind the Clintons. And people had mysterious car accidents. They had committed suicide with two guns, two different caliber guns. Talk about a crime syndicate. They're dangerous people to operate against. And so I'm sure she was trying to protect the witnesses. So I don't understand why Tucker Carlson would trash somebody like that is trying to bring out the truth about all this fraudulent things that went on during the election. So,
well,
you never know.
Maybe the
people that write the checks are getting to him as well.
You know, I was going to say, you're absolutely right, Gene. They got to him, I believe. I'm sure the general, his family is well acquainted with the tactics used by the Luciferian Bolshevik Jewish communist before World War II, and during World War II. The general mentioned the Holy Namor. And I wish I had known that. Next, we need to do a little memorial service for them next week, probably. But, you know, General, have you seen in that area of the world, have you seen anybody that's hold up as like untouchable in the news media? Anybody that you trust? Has anybody turned over and turned traitor lately? And before you answer that question, I'll just add this. I think, Gene, you may be more familiar with this than I do, that he received during a broadcast a week or two ago, Rich might know more about this, he was given all of a sudden a letter. Someone came and gave him a little letter, and he just changed on a dime. And I didn't see this. I can't swear to it. That he kind of changed on a dime and became a totally different personnel on the spot. What do you think about that, General? Are you familiar with Tucker Carlson, and do you have anybody over there that's kind of like in parallel situation with him?
Yeah, not really, Eddie, but if I could just backtrack a bit to this funding. See, you have an America, he's a chosen knight, George Soros. I'm sure you've heard of him.
George Soros,
and just his one, Open Society, it's an NGO. His annual budget is close to $1 billion, and he's just opened up another organization that has the same budget.
Yes, sir. General, we have to go to a quick break. I hear the music. I'm sorry, I have to cut you off. We'll be right, General, we're going to roll right back to you after this break. People, hold on your seats. Go get you some water. We'll be back in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 12 million cases of COVID-19 are now confirmed in the United States, the country passing the milestone after another 200,000 new cases of the virus were reported in the last 24 hours. More than 40 states are experiencing a rise in cases, with many of them imposing new restrictions to try to halt the spread of the virus. Minnesota, one of the states seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases, Dr. Cindy Firkinsmith, president and co-CEO of Caris Health, telling CBS News,
"We're really struggling with having enough people to take care of them. We're stressed. We're overworked. The physicians and nurses."
A 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew goes into effect in California today, although some sheriffs are saying they won't be enforcing it. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Friday met in person with Democratic leaders of the House of Representatives and Senate, despite new recommendations not to travel during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Biden welcoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, although the CDC is saying not to travel for Thanksgiving because of the coronavirus pandemic. Top Republicans are demanding a hearing after a million MAGA march. Antifa rioters caught on camera throwing punches, burning flags, and launching fireworks at diners. Republican Congressman James Comer is a ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee. He tells Fox News there seems to be a double standard when conservatives come to Washington, D.C.
It's a pattern when conservatives come to Washington, the mayor and the police force turn a blind eye. I think we need to have a hearing on it, and I think they need to be held accountable on it.
Comer speaking there on Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, people, Blood River Radio family, really appreciate you people out there. You'll never know how much without you people out there, there would be no Blood River Radio. We hadn't had time to do this tonight. I always like to try to get solutions. Hopefully the last segment tonight, we can I can go to the general, go to Gene, and we can come back with some solutions maybe to turn back to try to at least slow down this Bushelbic Satanist Jewish takeover here in the United States, just like they did in Russia, in Eastern Europe, 1917 to the night about 1957. Anyway, before we go, we have a caller. But before we go to the caller, General, go back to what you were talking about before we bring the caller. And he has a question for you and or Gene. Go ahead, General.
Yeah, I mentioned George Soros. He's one of the chosenites, and just his one NGO, Open Society, which is based in New York. Their annual budget is almost a billion dollars, and he formed another NGO. And these people, what they do, not just these chosenite NGOs, but also the taxpayer, our taxpayers in Europe, in America, are paying these human rights apparatchiks. And what we're seeing is people who are being bankrupted with legal fees, destroyed livelihoods, reputations. If you go against the grain, we're seeing kangaroo courts in which the defendant's rights to due process is withdrawn. So we're looking at a new dictatorship in the, under the guise of multiculturalism, political correctness. It's basically a new totalitarianism. And unless we stand up for this, the Americans will lose. If they lose the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, we're on the way to, it's in fact totalitarianism. We saw this in Europe under the one-party communist regime, and now it's across the Atlantic, and it's in your backyard, gentlemen.
Yes, it is, General. And before we go to that caller, I was going to mention, I'm going to go backtrack a little bit. You said something that I think it was, I wrote it down in my notes, what 200,000 Orthodox priests killed.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And the Christian church, we know what, I think.
They destroyed 84,000. Burnt by the Soviets, by the Bolsheviks.
How many churches they destroyed, General?
44,000 burnt and pillaged.
My God, people! I hope you listen to that. 44,000 churches burned, pillages. 200,000 Orthodox priests. God only knows how many nuns were killed. But
they crucified these priests alive, buried them alive, and just that's the way they function because they're godless.
They hate us. They hate Jesus Christ. You know, this all ties together what you're saying, General, with I'm going to go back to the American First War of Independence when we had what they call the Black Robe Regiment. They were the preachers. They actually took off their preacher suit, picked up their rifle, picked up their axes and their knives, and they fought in the War of Independence against the bloody British. They killed and were killed. And I believe that's why these godless Satanist Bolsheviks that hate us, they hate our priests and our true blue ministers more than they hate us even. And they fear them. And that's why I have nothing but disdain and have no respect for any preacher of any church that takes the knee to Baal and closes the doors during this fake virus. They should tell the government to go straight to hell. They're not going to close their doors to their church. They're going to maintain that church come hell or high water. With that, Patrick, you have a question for one of our guests, for actually one of our co-hosts. I'm just the co-host of them. They're their host. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, the general talked about the Ukraine, but it was 1845. They had a color revolution with the communist, and then in 1937, the so-called Spanish Civil War, and they would the more imaginative they could come up with torturing and killing, the more terror they would strike in the hearts. But the main thing I want to talk about is Tucker Carlson. There was a video of him. If some guy impromptu was talking to him, and he asked him what he thought about 9/11 being an inside job, and Tucker Carlson got all indignant. You know, he said, "Oh, you're one of them." And well, anybody knows, even Trump, he first came out and said that it was a controlled demolition, and he flipped, get back with the narrative. These people, they know. They just know who's signing their paycheck. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you very much. Please continue to listen. I really appreciate that. Go ahead, Gene.
I really had a hard time hearing. Could you repeat the question he had?
Oh, okay. I'm having a little backwash in my headset, too. But what he said, if I've got his gist right, he said that Tucker Carlson was engaging in a conversation with a fellow who was discussing the 9/11, the Twin Towers destruction, and the guy said the man was telling Tucker Carlson that he believes that there was an inside job, and he also said Tucker Carlson really went off on the fella and said, "Oh, you're one of them. You know, you're one of these conspiracy nuts." So that's the way I'm kind of paraphrasing that part. And he also said that when President Trump first came in, maybe when he was campaigning or when he was new in the elected office of president of the United States, that he said, yes, it was a controlled demolition. But the man said that since then, that President Trump has changed this tune. I don't know about that. That's just what he said. What do you think about that, Gene?
Well, it was a controlled demolition. I mean, I was trained as an engineer in the Marine Corps, and that's what we were trained in, using explosives. And the architects and engineers for truth had a video, and I'm sure it's been banned, and they've probably gone to, you know, the gulag somewhere. But they were showing that and raising questions about that. And they were showing this video of after the tower started coming down, and showing it in slow motion. And what you would see a flash of orange fire. What they're saying was the buildings didn't pancake, like it just fall on their own, that there was something that brought it down. And what you would see in this video, you'd see a flash of fire and smoke coming out of floor 88, and then 89 would come down on it. And then 87 would show the flash of fire and smoke, and then 88 would come down on that. So it was, you know, just bam, 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 right down the building. And it was obvious. It was a controlled explosion. How else would the building implode on itself? If it just collapsed, there's no guarantee that it's going to come straight down. It could have gone to the left or right, toppled over in any number of directions as a building would collapse and topple over during an earthquake. And then they were showing these big beams that were cut at an angle, and with these thermite charges at the base there to bring them down. So, you know, anybody that just has a minor knowledge of explosives knows exactly what happened. And the only question is, who did it? Was it our government or was it the Israeli government that actually said it? So that's what the question is. And even the firemen said that the fires were put out by those planes that hit it. And those buildings were designed to absorb a plane flying into them. They knew that going in when they designed it, that something sticking up that high in the air on a foggy day, there is a possibility of a plane flying into one of those buildings. And a plane flew into the Empire State Building during the 1940s, and they got it down and took it apart and got it off. The Empire State Building didn't fall. And the firemen said that the fires were put out, mostly completely put out by those planes that had flown into those buildings. So there are a lot of unanswered questions on that. And I'm sure that people asked those questions are no longer heard from. The government has taken care of them.
You know, you'd be surprised. Well, you wouldn't be surprised at how many people that have answers asked those questions to the government of the first responders, like some of the fire guys who said, in fact, I heard Dr. Stanley Monteith had a recording, and he had this fellow from the fire department. He said he heard a man saying, 10, 9, 8, 7, 3, 2, 1, boom, and he heard all these explosions going on. Well, the firemen that reported that, amongst many others, have just all of a sudden choked on a chicken bone. They just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yep.
You know, General, I didn't know. If I did know, I forgot that Gene was, I guess, he was a Marine engineer, familiar with planning these charges. He'd be the expert on this show. What do you think about General, do you think, I know, once again, I'm asking you for your crystal ball. What do you think about the Israelis? I've heard this, that when the tower was knocked down, that we had these photographs of Israelis, intelligence, Israeli news people, Israeli military, Mossad, on top of buildings, high-rise buildings. They were photographed jumping and clapping and high-fiving when those towers went down. What about that, General? Have you heard anything to that effect?
They have no, basically, empathy towards anyone that's not Jewish, basically.
There goes the music. There's the music, General. I'm sorry. We've got to go to our last break. We've got to go. We'll go right back to you when we get to come back from this break. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
is Attorney Jason Rupp, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And anytime you'd like to ask me questions, I love to get emails. I love to get letters. That'd be great. We love to hear from you. Before we have a caller, we have one of my favorite people in the whole world. But before we go to the caller, we'll go back. General, please finish explaining what you were talking about before we went to the break.
Well, again, Gene is probably more of an explosive expert than I am. I've seen my share of exposures. And that if it was a time charge, I think of time charges. The tiles would leave one way or another, I believe. So I'm not an engineer, but I think that we know the media is in the censorship business, and all this crucial information is certainly being covered up. And it would not surprise me as the years go by that we'll find out more and more about this the towers, that the truth will come out.
My God, I hope so. I hope it doesn't go down and hit the memory hole. People, we have one of my favorite people in the world, dear Mr. Buddy from Arkansas. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Buddy?
Mighty fine, Eddie, and I want to compliment you on your show. I'll tell you what, it's the most powerful thing I've heard in a long time. Yes, it is. And listen, my reason I called, you were talking about the Twin Tower situation. And back when that took place, so many people bought the politically correct version of that the airplanes knocked it down. And as you all pointed out, those buildings were designed to withstand such an impact. Even if one accidentally fell from the impact, why did both of them? But the thing that should open everybody's mind to questions is building number 7. A 47-story building about 600 feet away from the Twin Towers went down in a controlled explosion. It pancaked straight down. Now, when was it wired for the demolition? So that thing was planned somewhere way back there. But building 47 pancaked right straight down.
Mr. Buddy, you know who was in charge of the – oh, go ahead, Gene. I was just going to say the guy who is in charge, and I'm sure Gene will correct me, Mr. Buddy, but the guy in charge of security in those buildings, if I'm not mistaken, I'm 90% sure, he was one of the Bush boys. He was a brother to Sonboy Bush, the son of the president. How about that, Gene, Mr. Buddy?
Buddy brought up an excellent point. That building 47 or 7, whatever the number of it was, went down exactly the same way as the Twin Towers. And that building wasn't even hit with a kid's little balsa wood glider plane. Nothing hit that building. It just went down exactly like those two buildings did. So that is your final piece of evidence in how that was a set-up job. So I don't think there's any doubt in that. It's been so covered up, and anybody that raises that question is attacked immediately in the news media or by the government or politicians or whoever. They don't want the truth exposed on who did that, whether it was our government or the Israeli government. That's the third rail that you don't step on when you start bringing in the Israelis to do something like that to us. So anyway, it's another one of those cover-ups, just like the crew of the Liberty wasn't allowed to speak about what happened to them. So, you know, it's just one more on the docket against the corruption of the deep state that we have that actually operates this country.
Yes.
You know, thank you, Gene. Mr. Buddy, go ahead, Mr. Buddy.
Again, just let me reiterate. Building 7 came down with a controlled explosion. Now, what we need to think, when were the explosives put in the building? Which means this whole thing had to have been planned a long time before the event actually took place. And that shows the skullduggery and the treachery that's within the United States government.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Mr. Buddy, let me ask you a question now. I think the 9/11 explosion was almost as low down. I don't think anything could be worse than what was done to the United States Ship Liberty. If anything could be done that bad, it would be the 9/11 destruction. And everybody and his mama knows that it was planned and carried out by somebody's government. It had to be the United States, had to be in on it, at least in on it. Well, I've heard the Israeli Mossad. Mr. Buddy, do you think the reason that there hasn't been a huge congressional investigation, and we could have found out who did it in a week, do you think it's because that the Israelis were connected to it? And like Gene said, they are the third rail that are untouchables. What do you think about that, Mr. Buddy?
There's no doubt the Israelis had something to do with it. Do you remember the people, I forget the location, it's quite a distance away, but somebody photographed some Jewish boys cheering and dancing when the buildings went down. They were sitting there watching for it and started cheering.
Yes, sir. And, go ahead.
I firmly believe Israel definitely had something to do with it. As a matter of fact, if you study deep enough, their fingerprints are on almost every major problem this country has.
Absolutely. I'll ask General, remember where you were on the day September 11th when the Twin Towers were taken down? And what do you think about Mr. Buddy said? Do you think that the reason the investigation has not been further carried out and resolved is because the Israelis were connected to it and they are the third rail untouchable, as G said? What do you think about that, General?
Well, exactly. I think the workings of a deep state, which is today we see more than ever, with not just the elections, but the global view of the world, the European Union basically is a throwback to the Bolshevik system, just trying to impose its version of the rule of law. It's a milder version of a one-party state. Yeah, I think also I've read at least that when this tragedy happened in New York, that a lot of Jewish members of the real estate gang on Wall Street did not go to work. They were told not to come to work. So basically, a red light goes up when we hear this premeditation. But we don't have to look too far because, as we say, look at the what happened with the financial disaster in 2008 with the investment banks. The chosen are 2.5% of the American population. They own 50% of the investment banks. The entertainment industry, they own basically the publishing industry. I mentioned that last week's program that in Canada, 80% of the media is owned by a fellow called Izzy Asper, Can West. So basically, we have a cover-up.
Absolutely. Mr. Buddy, I almost lost my train of thought, but do you think, I guess it's a rhetorical question, do you think we will ever get any politicians with the guts enough to really go into this thing and investigate it thoroughly? And will we find out who the culprits were? And my second part of that question, if we do not find out who the culprits were, if we do not bring them to justice, is that going to leave us open to another such a disaster as USS Liberty in the 9/11 Twin Towers? Mr. Buddy, go ahead.
Well, yeah, Yeah, I'll tell you what. I have no confidence whatsoever in our Senate or House of Representatives. If you kind of study what they do, they are nothing but agents of big business. And they can be bought off so easily. I can remember real quickly here before it's time for me to leave, but there was a little thing that came out when they were after the President Trump's income taxes. And somebody said, well, we don't need to look into the taxes or tax return of a millionaire that becomes a president. We need to look into the tax returns of our congressmen that become millionaires. So there's the money under the table aspect. So listen, I will hang up and listen to the rest of it. You got a great program. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Buddy. Thank you so much for the kind words of encouragement. Thank you. I love Mr. Buddy to death. You know, he made a great, great point, General. He said, if you got a billionaire that comes into the office of the President of the United States, you don't need to look into his taxes because he's already a billionaire when he comes in. You need to look into an office of a pauper who's elected to congressman or a senator, and he becomes a millionaire or even a billionaire when he comes into office, just like the Bidens. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think we have problems here with these former communist apparatchiks here that got rich overnight. And a simple law that would trace the origins of their wealth would solve a lot of problems.
Yes, sir. What do you think about that, Gene?
Well, that's the same thing worldwide, that these people, just like a buddy mentioned, they come into office as you know, having zero financial status and then leave as millionaires. And it's not because they get paid such a high salary. They get paid off, and they get their vote is for sale, and their influence is for sale. And just like the Bidens did, there's no question about that. Of course, the news media covered it up, and now they won't say anything about it because he may be president. So they've really buried that story. That you will never hear any more about that. So, you know, the news media is paid off. They're going to cover it up. The politicians are paid off. They're not going to turn on each other. They may have some kind of phony investigation, and nothing will ever come of it. So, they cover each other in those situations, Republicans and Democrats. They talk a good game, but you look at what actually happens, nothing happens. So it's a corrupt system from top to bottom. And the really irritating thing of it is that we have to pay for it. We can't opt out of it.
Yes. So. Absolutely. You know, maybe someday we can in the near future. I pray, because you know what, Gene, in general, we're almost out of time, but I don't think this system that we live here in the United States is redeemable. I don't think it can be fixed. I believe we the people of the United States, we need to remember, I'm talking to our people out there, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the preachers, but we the people of the United States of America, we are supposed to be the government under the Constitution of the United States, under the Holy Bible, under Black's commentaries on the laws of England. We the people, and we forget that. We need to go and get these low-down suckers and bring them to discipline. We need to clean that stinking Congress out. We need to reorganize the government because it's not working for Christian white people. Well, thank you so much, General. General, I cannot tell you, I love you as much as I could, my blood brother. And you too, Gene. Thank you guys for coming on. Y'all did such a wonderful job tonight. You always make this show so good. All I have to do is just sit here on autopilot. Thank you both. I'll be calling you both, you great brothers, very, very soon, probably no later than Monday. But thank you, Miss Teenage America, Miss Bethany. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, audience. We will see y'all same time, same place next week on the 28th. Good night, everybody.